Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Red flag weather conditions in Northern California leading to a decision by power companies to cut off power to tens of thousands. Alex Stone is out there in the Bay Area this morning. Alex, what is the situation right now?
Hi, Susan and Brian. Well, the first phase is underway right now. 500,000 power customers are without electricity right now, right around 500,000, and then 200,000 more will go later today. There are no wildfires in the outage areas right now. This is all preventative, part of a new plan that when it gets windy, they are going to shut off the power to prevent any lines from coming down that are energized and then can take off. The wildfires can take off. And there are a lot of people who disagree with this new plan, who say that this is too much every time it gets windy to lose power. This guy says it's ridiculous.
They want to jack us around with all this power outage and all this other crap they've got.
So you're frustrated?
Yeah, I am. Doesn't do any good.
Last night it was like the East Coast before a hurricane. Lines were long at gas stations, people buying up loads of bottled water, getting ready for what could go on for a while. The hope is that the winds will die down today and then they can get the power back on. But before they can do that, they've got to go out and inspect every single line before they energize it. So PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, is telling the folks in Northern California it could be 5 or 6 days. This is an area of the country that there are not a lot of generators. Most people don't. We don't have snowstorms here, so folks don't get ready for that. Earthquakes, they don't need them necessarily, because if you have enough damage, you're usually out of your home. So this is something that the Californians haven't experienced before, and they're experiencing right now.
Looking at this, residents have to understand, you know, why initially this is going on because of the devastating wildfires that have happened there. But then when you're talking about maybe 4 days, 5 days, are a lot of them wondering, you know, why can't this be a quicker thing?
Well, yeah, exactly. Especially being that the wildfires that were started by electrical lines coming down, that PG&E has been found at fault, that it was a failure in their equipment. So now people are saying, so you failed, but yet now you're cutting my power when there isn't a wildfire, just to prevent another one from starting. But we're only a year after the fire in Paradise, California. Over 80 people died 2 years ago at this time, exactly 2 years ago. The wildfires in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County, Napa County, were burning. Now, this is Northern California today. Southern California will get hit tomorrow and on Friday. There are areas around L.A. being told your power may go out. They'll make decisions as they get closer, but Santa Ana winds will be blowing in Southern California, wind gusts of 50 to 60 miles an hour tomorrow. Things will move out of Northern California, move south, but the entire state feeling the impacts of this windstorm.
Alex, is this kind of seen as maybe a test case? We'll see how this goes to determine whether they do this again.
Well, the power companies, Pacific Gas and Electric in Northern California, Southern California Edison in the southern part of the state, and San Diego Power, they say no, that this is how it's going to go in the long term. There are a lot of officials who say, though, this can't go on forever, that every time it gets windy that the power goes out for a few days. You know, there are people saying it feels like a third world country, that there's not something forcing the power to go out, that it's humans hitting the switch and turning it off, that then other dangers come with it, that you've got no street lights, no gas stations, people have medical equipment at home, that if it's not on battery backup, they can't use that. Cell phone service will dwindle at some point as backup power goes away on the cell towers, that there are major concerns. If there is a wildfire, how are people going to report it if they don't have communication? That there are local officials in many of these counties who are very unhappy about this. They say this is not the way to do it now. They need to improve the equipment, not just shut it off every time it gets windy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.